Okay, we are recording. So let's start by learning a little bit about your book. What kind of subject matter are we looking at here?
Well, first of all, I would point out it's not exactly my book, although I'm happy to take some, take credit for it. It's actually a memoir that was first written by a man named Alexander Gurwitz. He published it himself in 1935 in Yiddish, which was the language that he was fluent in. It is now published in English for the first time, and that's the role that I played in taking what had been a much older sort of historical document and making it publishable today. The translation was actually done in 1978 by another person, a third person named Rabbi Amram Prero, who lived in San Antonio, took the Yiddish from Gurwitz's original, translated it into English, and that's the document that I've now been able to publish. The subject matter is a life story of a very traditionally minded Orthodox Jewish person, mostly in Russia. He was born in Russia in 1859 and lived there for just over 50 years before he immigrated to the United States, to San Antonio in particular. And so he describes his life in Russia. He describes the religious community he grew up in. He describes the way of life in these very small, predominantly Jewish villages in several different parts of Russia where he lived. He describes his education, going to religious schools, and later to academies. He was actually studying eventually to join the clergy, which he never ultimately did, but was preparing for the scholarly career that he had sort of expected he would have. So he discusses his life, his educational career. He discusses his family life, his business life later in adulthood, and then, of course, his immigration to the United States, which was what really first appealed to me. He describes his decision to come to the United States when he was 51 years old, which is really somewhat unusual for that era, certainly. He describes the voyage, the ship over, and settling in San Antonio, where he lived for another 37 years before he died in 1947.
And so, and you mentioned the San Antonio connection. Mm-hmm. So what would you say is, how does this fit in the sort of, literature and research about Jewish communities in Texas?
Well, that's a great question. It's quite new in one sense in particular. I first discovered this document when I was doing research on the Jews of Texas for what eventually became my first book. And this offered a perspective that hardly anything else did, which is partly why I wanted to come back to it later and see the whole thing made available in its entirety. What makes it really distinctive from most of the others is that Gurwitz and his family and the community he lived within were very Orthodox, which is a sort of more traditional style of Jewish worship than the majority of Jews in the United States and certainly in Texas participated in. He's much more committed to a sort of strict biblical interpretation, to the ancient traditions, some of them quite ancient, that many other American Jews had dispensed with in their effort to sort of become more Americanized. He did not become more Americanized, and he lived within a community that apparently supported that. He never learned English. He lived in San Antonio for, as I'd said, 37 years, never learned to speak English or Spanish, but functioned in Yiddish only in San Antonio for all of those years. He earned his living in San Antonio providing kosher meat, this meat that met the dietary standards of Orthodox Jews, in San Antonio. So presumably there were enough people buying from him to keep him in business. He earned part of his living teaching Hebrew to Jewish children, indicating there was enough of a desire for that, for him to earn a living for all of those years. So all of that sort of suggested that the community, the Jewish community in Texas, was maybe not as fully assimilated as we'd sort of assumed, as I had assumed, even in my first book. And so he provides some insight really into something there that's very different from what we knew.
And how does this kind of relate to, is there a lot of research on this particular subject, but is this kind of more of a departure since it's such a personal account, or are there many personal accounts?
There are not many personal accounts of people like him in Texas.
Okay.
There are other memoirs like this from people who settled, who lived in the same Russian communities that he did, or similar communities, and then immigrated to other parts of the United States, New York most frequently, or to Israel, or even elsewhere in the world. a memoir like this of somebody, particularly of his religious perspective in Texas, is, as far as I know, unique. So I'm not sure there's another like this.
Right. So the Texas connection will be interesting for a lot of people.
I certainly hope so. I think it will.
So what you're having a lecture. You'll be talking. What exactly will you be talking about there?
I'll be talking about the book, a little bit about Gurwitz's life and his background, particularly, I think, why he chose to come to the United States and why to Texas. And I'd like to talk some about how I came to this book and what I've done to try to bring it into a point that it could be published. When I started this, all I had was a typed transcription of a translation from Yiddish to English, and I had to work from that to a finished product. And I will talk a little bit at the lecture about sort of how that happens, how one goes about getting a book like this preserved.
Great. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much, Sarah.
Perfect timing.